Shema, come and bring your proof.
Omer Rav Zeira Mashmuel, it says, Metziya Salmona Liatzma. If an Almona finds a Metziya, finds something, she keeps it. So the question is why? If you say the fact that she gets fed, it's not really her takana. She can't ask for it. It's up to the Yisraimim. If they want to the feed her, not to give her the ksuba, then it's good why the Yisraimim don't get the mitzias. Because it doesn't have to be they have to feed her. So why does the husband get the mitzias? Because since the husband has to feed his wife, he gets a mitzias. But over here, since the Yisraimim don't have to feed her, then it'll be good why the mitzias don't go to them, but she keeps it. Eli Yarmut, but if you want to tell me, Nizainus Tanan, that no, the Yisraelim have to feed her, she gets Nizainus, Ne'evi Kabal, then why aren't they considered like the husband? And therefore the din should have been, Ma Bal Mitzios Isha Labayla, just like by a husband. If the wife finds something, she has to give it over to her husband, since he feeds her. Hochanane Mitzios Isha L'Yoshim. It should also be a takon here, that Isha has to give her Mitzios to the Yoshim. So that should be a raya. The Yoshim don't have to feed her. So Mara says, maybe no. Lo yoyle meimelech, really I tell you, nizoynis tenan, that the Yoshim do have to feed her. That mechuyiv, they have to feed her, they can't give her the ksuba. It's up to her. See, if so, then the question is, why don't they get the mitzias? I'll tell you like this. Time of my yom rabbanim mitzias ishala baylo. What's the reason why the takonah is? When you're married, that the mitzias your wife finds goes to the husband to light heavy lo eva. The Rabbanan don't want the husband to come to hate her. At least the husband's going to think, I do so much for her, and when she finds something, she doesn't even give it to me. So if she doesn't have to give it to the husband, the husband will come to hate her. And the Rabbanan don't want that to happen. Mashenken Hani over here, Tevilu Eva, here it's not so bad. If the mother or the Yisraelim come to hate the mother, that's not so bad. They're not living together. So therefore here, there's no takana that the wife, the Almona, has to give her Metzias to the Yisraelim. She doesn't give it, then most of that they'll get angry at her. So what? So therefore, even though the Yisraelim have to feed her, still they don't get her mitzias. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Kol meleches sha'isha oisa labayla. All the work that a wife has to do for her husband is almona oisa l'yoshim. His kolzaman, the yoshim are feeding her. She has to do it. She also has to bake for them. She has to feed them. She has to cook for them. Chus excluding the mezigas hakois. There are three things that are special mishum ava to make love, so that the amana doesn't have to do to the kids. The mezigas hakois, she doesn't have to pour to them the drinks, or else the atzoyes hamita, not to make the beds in front of them, the achotzas ponav yod of raglov, and not to wash their face. Now these are lochas like a nida, not supposed to do to her husband. The shashi's a nida, these three things she can't do, because these things make like love, and then you're not supposed to. So the same thing, the amana doesn't have a chiyah to do these avoidas to the yorshim. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Molochai She'eved Oysel Rabbi, any type of a work that an Eved has to do for his master, he should know, Talmud Oysel Rabbi, the same thing a Talmud should do for his Rebbe. It's nice, because to do all these things for your Rebbe. Chutz Me'ataras Leimano, excluding for taking off his shoe. That not. And the reason is why, Usun Tzi Rashi says, She'eroyoyim Eved Kenaniyu, if somebody sees you doing that, they'll think you're an Eved Kenani. So far you don't have to do. Now Omar Rav said, only if people don't recognize you, they don't know you. So then maybe they'll think you're an Eved Kenani if you're taking off your Rebbe's shoe. But in a place that everybody recognizes you, knows whose you are, they're not going to think that you're an Eved Kenani. Less lumber, then you're even allowed to take off your Rebbe's shoes also. Omar Rav Ashi, even in a place that people don't recognize you, so then we're saying you're not supposed to take off his shoes to look like an Eved Kenani. Nami lo yamor neled lo monach tefillin. This is only said if the person is not wearing tefillin. Avo monach tefillin. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin right now, less lanbo. Then it's all right. Then he's allowed to take off his Rebbe's shoes. Because people won't think he's an Eved Kenani. And like Toy speaks out, even though an Eved Kenani is allowed to put on tefillin, but akoponim it's not a derech, they don't wear it the whole day. So therefore, if somebody sees you wearing tefillin in the middle of the day, for sure they're not going to mistake you for an Eved Kenani. Because usually an Eved Kenani does not wear tefillin throughout the day. So therefore, if you're wearing tefillin, that's a proof that you're not an Eved Kenani, then you're even allowed to take off your Rebbe's shoes. Omer Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Kol Hamaneya Talamidai Milashamshoi. If a Rebbe doesn't let his Talmidim like help him, work for him, be mishamashim, help him, is kilo menei memenu chesed. It's like keeping away from them chesed. It's not nice. You should let them do it. Shneamar apostle says lamos meriyeh chesed. If somebody acts like me to his friends, he keeps his friends away from him. In other words, he doesn't let his talmidim work for him. That's called you keeping away from them chesed. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar af perik memenu yirashemayim. Even taken away from them yirashemayim. Shneamar the apostle says at the end of this pasuk the yirashaka yaza the leaving over Hashem. Master, if you leave away, you don't let the Talmidim do chesed to you, that's also taken away Yerushalayim. I'm not sure if it means from the Talmud or from the Rebbe. A couple of them takes away Yerushalayim. Omar Rebbe Elazar, Almo no shetovso metaltalim, vim zoynoi seho, ma shetovso tovso. Because even though really that the Almono gets fed from the Yisoymin, it's only if the husband left over property karka. For karka is meshubit for the ksuba, therefore they have to feed if the husband left over karka. Let's say the husband only left over metaltlim, only things that are movable. So mikra adin, they don't have to feed the amona. She doesn't have a right to collect from metaltlim. Now Reb Lez is saying a chiddush, but let's say the amona comes and grabs it. She's tofsa, she grabs away the metaltlim for her mezainis. Halacha is we don't take it away from her. Masha tofsa tofsa. Mezonia din gevia, bezin doesn't go and collect from metaltlim. We don't do a ma'isa gviya only from karka, not from a tazlim. But if she did it herself, that the loch riz, we don't take it away from her. Tanya Namiyoch, you have a proof for this also. Almo no she tofsa metaltlim ibzayna seho, and almo no that her husband died. Now she goes to the yoshim, her kids, and she grabs away food. She grabs away money from them. The loch riz, ma'isa tofsa tofsa. The money she took from her zayna, she's allowed to keep. Even though the kachilu, she's not supposed to take from these things. But if she grabbed it, she's allowed to keep it. V'chein, and the same thing, kiyosu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said, Maisa b'kalosu sh'rebi shapsi. There was a maisa with his daughter-in-law, she'tovso diski yomalei mois, that she grabbed a wallet, Rosh Hashanah, a sack, a skin sack, full of money, for a mezainis. And v'lehoya koyach b'yad chachomim, l'yitzias miyodo. The chom had no din, had no power to take it away from her. Even though she can't get the katchila, but once she took it already, that's the din, we don't take it away from her. Now, Omer Ravina wanted to say that for Lo Yamorin, this was only said Elul Mizoni. Only if the Amon is grabbing this money for her Mizonis for her food. Avul Ksuba, let's say she wants to go and collect the Ksuba. And the same Alacha, Ksuba you only collect from Karka, not from Metaltlim. Let's say she goes and grabs Metaltlim, Alacha is Lafkini Mino. Here, Bezdin goes and takes it away from her. That's what Ravina wanted to say. This the Gemara says, Maskev lo mabra avashi. Why? Maishno l'ksuba. What are you saying by ksuba if she grabs metaltlim? We take it away from her. Why? De mekar koi. Fulei me metaltli. Because the loch is your only allowed to collect it l'katchila. From karka, from property. And not from utensils. If so, mezainis nami. The same thing should have been by the tekon of mezainis. That the loch is the mekar koi. She only has a right to collect from karka and not from metaltlim. So why here do you say that let's say she grabs utensils or money, we don't take it away from her? What's the difference between a ksuba you do take away and from a zayni you don't? Ella, therefore, Mabravashi says, Enechanami, Ella, Mazayni, Madatovsa, Tovsa. His Hachinami, Luxuba, Enechanami, the same law applies to ksuba also. Even though she's not supposed to do it, but if she goes and grabs away from the Simon, her money, the worth of the ksuba, she has a right to keep it. Oh, my lady, Rav Yitzchak bar Naftoli, le Ravino, hochi amrina mishmei de Rava kavosach. Here we said over the name of Rava, like you, it's like Ravina said that no, the difference between ksuba and mezainis. And Amr Rav Yechon, that's what he said over. Amr Rav Yechon mishmei de Rav Yosi ben Zimra, almo no sheshos ashtayim v'sholoshonim, v'lo tova mezainis. Let's say an amona. She didn't ask for ksuba yet. So locher is then, she has a right to go every day and collect mezainis. Let's say 2 or 3 years passed by and she did not ask for a mezainis. The locher is ivda mezainis. The svara to say she's like meichlet to the yisaimim and she can't come now after 2 years and say, give me a paycheck for all the money I deserve, for all the food I deserve. So first of all, it's kasha, what's this loshen of 2 or 3 years? Hashta shtayim ivda sholosh miboyi. Madachi, after 2 years goes by, we say she can't collect the money anymore, she like was meichlit, so 3 years for sure. What do you mean to say 2 or 3 years? So that's not a kasha. Hataya kan baniya kan biashiva. If she's a poor lady, then we say after 2 years for sure she was meichel. Because how could she go so long without asking for food? It has to be she's meichlet. But a rich lady could be she didn't need the money right now. She had plenty of money. That's why she didn't ask for it. But maybe after 2 years she's not meichlet. Therefore, for a rich lady, there it has to wait till 3 years pass by. Then we say she's meichel. Inam, another teretz be kan de prutza kan betznuya. If the wife is a prutza, means goes out, she's not embarrassed to ask. Then we say if she didn't ask for 2 years, she's giving up, she's meichel. Mashaykh, if the wife was a tsnuya, means like she's embarrassed to ask for it. So therefore, 2 years, she's still embarrassed to ask for it. There's no proof that she was meichel the money. But if she didn't ask for it for 3 years, then for sure she's meichel the money. Now, Amar Rav, Rav says, that though we say after 2 or 3 years, she's meichel, that she can't get mezainis, you should know, layamor nelel mafreya. It only means she can't come now and ask for a check of the past 2 years or 3 years. Avol ha'bo yeshlo. But if she now decides to come and collect money for the food she needs today to eat, from now on, that she's allowed. Like at most, she was meichel, the money that passed already, the days that passed by. But from now on, la'habo, she has the right to still collect her mezainis. Like she didn't ask for ksubia, so she has the right to get mezainis. Boy, Reb Yechonah. Yechon has a shout like this. What's going to be if Yisaimim Moimrim Nasnonu? The Yisaimim say, we paid her up already. We gave her money for this year. Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, Nasnonu means the name is Zainus Hashon Abu. The Yisaimim say, listen, it's Rosh Hashanah now, the beginning of the year. We just paid her up for the whole year. We gave her $10,000 for the whole year for her Zainus. Via Meris, she says, Lo Natalti, no, I didn't receive a penny from you. I want my money, I want Zainus now. So the question is, Ami Lo Biraya. Who has to bring a proof here? Whether who's telling the truth? So chitzer the shaila is who's the muhsik? Who do we really see holding this money in the meantime to the chassim? One svar is nichse.